Good afternoon, equine advocates from around the world, avid readers of our blog. We thank you for your support. Calling in to wish you a happy Valentine's Day, and also to let you know that we will not be making a post. I have traveled since Monday by car and plane from Nanba to Chongqing to Beijing to San Francisco to Houston, and I'm glad to say that I am currently back home in the bustling metropolis of Magnolia, Texas, and I'm with my bride. Yesterday was a milestone birthday for me. Never thought I'd see it. I'm going to write about it. I'm going to talk to you about who we are, why we do what we do, and where we're going. That won't happen today. Today is Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, and it's also our wedding anniversary. And I'm spending my wedding anniversary with my wife, who is having some diagnostic work done. Nothing to be concerned about, hopefully, but that's what I do on the first day home, and I'm totally upside down. But you have coming your way a lot of news that's going on in the world of horses right now. There's a lot of things that we're doing with Wild Horse Freedom Federation, and there's a lot that we need to share with you. And we appreciate your support, and we appreciate you being there. We're all one family. So as I sit and wait in the waiting room, I've made this phone call. I'm totally upside down, and it's time for a nap because I'm about 14 hours out from where I normally am. But I'll be writing about that, and I'll explain to you, so all questions will be answered. So the best to you all. Happy Valentine's Day. And from the horses and for the horses, we love you all. Take care. Keep the faith. Ciao.